Hi girls, welcome back to a new episode of the Creative Purpose Podcast. Today I wanted to talk to you about allowing your inner child to come to play. And this is something that I always hear from Michelle Rohr. And I think I've told you about this many times, but I think, and this is something that I've tried to remember more often, is that you need to allow yourself, especially your inner child and inner teenager, to come to play. So that's why I wanted to create this episode. And this is not especially made for like businesses. If you don't have a business and if you don't have like a creative project, it doesn't matter. But also trying to, or allowing your inner child to come to play, works in many other aspects in life. But if you do have a business, if you have a side hustle, if you have a project that you're working on, like a creative thing, I think it's very important, especially if you are a creative person, it's very important to invite in your inner child to come to this game, to this experience. Since forever, I've been a multi-passionate person, so especially since I started creating content online, I've been a multi-passionate person, a multi-passionate entrepreneur. So I would read a lot about different topics and then felt very inspired to create on those same topics. I always wondered whether I would be satisfied talking about those topics till the rest of my life. And suddenly I realized I wouldn't. So there were some topics that I was talking about at the beginning of my entrepreneurial life. There were topics that I thought, is this something that I want to keep on talking about till the rest of my life? Is this a business movement or a business idea that I want to keep on pursuing for the rest of my life? And I realized that they weren't. Like, this is something, and at that moment I said, this is something that I'm doing right now, and I may do this for 5 years, 4 years, 10 years, but I'm sure that this is not something that I want to keep on doing for the rest of my life. So there were topics that interested me. I was in love with those topics. Like, I was really into those topics, but I knew that I didn't want to create content about those topics forever. Like, for example, decluttering, organization, nutrition, like healthy food. So there was a part of me, a part of myself that I was clearly neglecting, and that was writing. You may know about this, but I always mention, or I have always mentioned this through the different episodes of the podcast, through the different seasons, and I kind of always neglected the writing, the writer part of myself. I've always been a writer. I've always written things since I was a child. I always wrote short stories, short novels, fanfics, then whole novels like for young adults, and tales for contests and things like that, also songs. So that is something that really interests me since I was a child. And this year, I made the decision to follow my heart more often. That's why I decided to start a new project, which was the Creative Purpose. That was the reason why I hit pause on the Blissogirl thing. Like, I still have the business, but I haven't created many new things. I am not writing in the blog anymore. I'm not publishing on Instagram anymore. I had to hit pause because I wanted to start this new project, The Creative Purpose. And apart from that, I also wanted to allow myself to do creative things. This is very funny, and you'll know why in a couple of minutes, in some minutes of this episode. But I wanted to pursue another thing apart from the language learning business I had. I wanted to pursue something else, but I didn't know what. I only knew that I wanted to do something more creative, even though Blizzogirl and the language learning business I had is very creative, but I wanted to do something even more creative, and I wanted to maybe do something in relation to entrepreneurship, but I wasn't very clear or very sure about that. So as I wanted to allow myself to create more, I started doing different activities like creative journaling, which means that you cut something, some pieces of paper, you use sticky notes, and you create like a artistic journal where you can translate like things that inspire you into a page. I also started allowing myself to paint, to write. I started writing more, and I also started taking online course, like basically trying to be more creative, allowing my inner child to come to play. And that reignites my desire, that reignited my desire to write and publish novels. I also started feeling this desire to open a YouTube channel and create a new podcast about writing. And this is something that I never thought of doing because I thought no one would be interested in that. No one would like to hear a stranger talking about creative writing, talking about her projects. So I never did it. And recently I started realizing that there are many YouTube channels of young girls, young women that talk about their writing projects, about their writing routine, the ideas they have. And I started suddenly getting many ideas inspired by these girls. I started getting many ideas of different videos that I'd like to film. So, and I started getting ideas for a podcast also. So having the YouTube channel and a podcast about writing. So I ask myself now, if I see myself talking about writing and talking about books for the rest of my life, and also writing in itself, and the answer I get, it's a big bold yes. It's not a, I'm not sure, it's not an absolute no, but it's a big bold yes. It's a yes, I see myself doing this for the rest of my life. I do see myself having my business as a project, as my side hustle, but the thing that I really want to keep on pursuing is the writing part of myself. Even if someone told me you have to be a teacher on writing, I think I'd be like very eager to do it because it's about writing, and writing is something that I feel very passionate about that. It's a topic that I'm very deeply passionate about. Yes, decluttering is very interesting, language learning, it's very cool, and organization and many other things that I like are very cool, but writing for me is something that I've been passionate forever. And I always wonder, and this is the funny thing, I wonder why it took me so much time to let my inner child and teenager come to play. Why did I silence my inner voice and desired so much by choosing other niches, other topics to talk about? And I think I know the answer. I know why I never let myself go with the flow in relation to writing and I started choosing other topics. And it was because of the shiny object syndrome. So writing and talking about books was my old thing, like was something that I always did. Whereas decluttering, organization, language learning, and business, all those topics were the new shiny object for me and the new shiny object that I wanted to exploit. So as I was getting into touch with this new aspect of myself, the me that liked organization, the me that liked decluttering, the me that wanted to improve my health and eat healthier and do more exercise and practice yoga, and the me that was interested on tarot and oracle cards, the me that wanted to learn different languages. As I started getting like discovering these new aspects of myself, I got into this shiny object syndrome and seeing this new thing that was bright and cool and I wanted to try it. Whereas writing was something that was always part of my life. So I wasn't like suddenly eager to exploit this and to do this because it was something that I was always doing. And I think that very often we want to take advantage of our skills and the things we know how to do that may not really reflect our deep desires, because we think that if we do what we love the most, then it's not going to be a real job. We think that if we let our inner child come to play, and that if we enjoy what we do, then we won't deserve to be paid for that. And in my case, it made more sense to talk about language learning, for example, because it was directly related to what I studied at university. So it made more sense for me to talk about language learning and earn money through my language learning products and my language learning courses than doing the same thing for writing or for other topics that there were things that I didn't study at university. So I didn't study writing at university. I studied how to write essays, like academic essays for my career, like in English, but I didn't study creative writing. So for me, it made more sense to create a business around something that I studied at university, instead of a business or a project in relation to something that I didn't study, in relation to something that was always there in my mind, but I didn't really study that. So while many people do find comfort and happiness by working in something they are passionate about, many others repress their truest desires and push themselves to work at something else. I'm not saying to reject every working offer you have or leave your job to pursue another career without a plan. That's not what I'm saying. All I'm saying to you is that if you're willing to work on a side project that will reignite your passion, letting your inner self to decide what to do may give you better results than choosing a different path. I want to put an example here so that I can make it more visual. And this is an example of my own. When I studied at university, as I said before, I studied a degree. I think I've told you this in different, in my podcast and also on my newsletter. I studied a degree I didn't want to study. So I did pretty good in terms of grades. And I got a very high grade on my final thesis. So that day that the teacher told us that we had that high grade and we were going to obtain our degree, I was happy for leaving university. I was happy because it was the end of my university life. I was happy because it was over, but I wasn't proud of myself at all. I saw around me, everyone was crying, like my classmates were crying that day. Their parents were crying. Even the teachers were almost crying because they were so emotional about our thesis that we were over university, that it was finally over. And especially my classmates and their parents, they were excited because finally they obtained their degree. Finally, they achieved their goal of finishing university. In my case, I didn't cry, I didn't feel emotional, I didn't feel like I finally achieved something. I just felt like I'm happy that I finished, I'm happy that I had a degree, but I'm not happy because of the degree I have. So it was a mix of emotions, but I wasn't like proud of myself for that. I never felt proud of myself because of my grades. I never felt proud of myself because I wasn't like failing different subjects. I just felt like I wanted to finish this, end with this, and start something new. On the contrary, There was a time when I participated on a writing contest, and it was a very local, small contest, but I won the second place, and I got a gift card and some mini books as prize. But even though the contest was really small, even though there were only like 10 people participating in the contest, even though I just got the second place, I felt proud of myself because I could achieve a mini goal. I won a second place in a writing contest. That motivated me more to participate in other contests, which I haven't won, but I still feel like I wasn't wasting my time with this because I was participating in something that I cared about, something that I wanted to do. I wanted to participate and create pieces of writing for different contests. So I want to make you imagine something. I want you to imagine that you work on a project. So you start working on a project about a topic that you are not very passionate about. This is a topic that you don't really care a lot about, but you know that eventually you may be successful with this project. For example, a project in relation to saving money. So you create something in relation to save money, helping people save money, but you're not really passionate about finances. You're not really passionate about that topic at all. So you start motivated, like a little bit motivated because of this project, because you have the idea of this project. But soon you discover that this is not something that you want to pursue anymore. Nevertheless, you push yourself and keep on working on that project. And you may experience two different possible outcomes. The first one is that you succeed with this project. Even if it's for a while, you receive traffic or you receive like the recognition from someone or from a business or from an organization. So you receive recognition or you get traffic. If this is an online thing, you get traffic, you get sales. But deep down, you know this is not something that you want for the rest of your life. So you're not really passionate about finances. This is a project you made, but this is not a project that you want to keep on doing. This is not a project that you want to keep on upgrading and improving through the rest of your life. And you are so sure that finances, budgeting, saving money is not something that you want to do for the rest of your life. So at the end of the day, all your happiness depends on how successful you are, because you are being successful, you keep on doing it, but you know that if you weren't successful with this, the second thing would happen. And this is that this project takes more time than you thought, or even worse, the project never takes off. So you get immediately unmotivated and you stop working on that project. You are not motivated because you don't like it. The happiness you felt with this project depended only on how successful you were. And as you are not being successful with this, or as this is taking more than you expected, you're not feeling really motivated with it. So you end up leaving the project, stop working on that, and you move to the next thing. Now, I want you to imagine the following. This is another scenario. And so in this scenario, you decide to work on a project about a topic that you have always enjoyed learning about. For example, nutrition. You love talking about nutrition, learning nutrition. You take courses on nutrition. You may even have studied nutrition at school and at university, at college. So you love this topic. And this is your passion project. You want to create a passion project about this. And you know that it may take time, but even if it takes time and effort, you feel passionate about this. You feel passionate about this passion project that you have. It sounded very redundant. But yeah, you feel like passionate and you see yourself doing this forever. Even if that doesn't happen at the end, at least you see a future doing that. So in this scenario, there are two things that can happen. The first one is that you succeed. So imagine you succeed at this passion project you have. I think you would feel grateful with the universe. This is how I would feel. I'd feel grateful with the universe. I'd feel proud of myself. Imagine you feel proud. Imagine you feel like you get more and more ideas for this project because it's something that you enjoy so much to do. And now that it's getting successful, now that you're getting good results, you start having more ideas that you want to implement. The second thing that can happen is that you fail or that the project takes more time than you thought. But as this is your passion project, it doesn't matter to you. You don't care if it takes 2 months or 5 years, because you know that you'll keep on doing this, and eventually that can translate into your project working out. So even if it takes time, you're going to still feel motivated to do this project, and that doesn't mean that you're going to feel motivated 24 hours, 7 days in the week, because sometimes we also feel unmotivated, but it means that as an overall, you'll feel motivated with the project. And I want to give you a final example of mine. So this is a final example. And this is something that happens to me with this podcast. So this podcast is a passion project I have. The Creative Purpose podcast has never really picked up. And I'm not saying this as a sad thing, but because it's the reality. This podcast is a passion project that I have. And I've always loved recording episodes to share behind the scenes of my business and entrepreneurial journey with you. I don't earn money through it. I have never earned a single dollar with the podcast. In fact, I've spent money because I've been upgrading my microphones and also spending time every single week recording and editing the episodes. So I spend my time and I spend money on the podcast, but I haven't earned a single dollar through it. And I don't even gain new listeners every week. Like, this is the truth. This is the real thing. But you know what? I don't care. I have fun and I gain many things from just reflecting and sharing my process with you. Also, the people that listen to this podcast are the ones who keep on following my journey in the different projects that I create. Some of them followed me since Blissful Girl, since the language learning business I have. And some others started following then when I started with a creative purpose. But they have been following the different journeys, the different projects that I've been doing. And I'm very grateful for that. So if my podcast never gets successful, and this is a possibility, I won't be angry about it. I see this as a beautiful experience, and I will feel gratitude for all the experience I gained by recording the more than 70 episodes I have, because yes, I have, like, I think this is the episode number 71 or 72 of the podcast. And I think I've gained so much through recording this. If you listen to the first episodes, and please don't do it because I'm very embarrassed about it, but if you listened to the first episodes, I had a whole different tone of voice. Like, I was talking in a very shy way. My voice was like totally different. It was a way I never spoke like that in real life, but I was like trying to find my own voice. And I could do it thanks to the podcast. Thanks to the podcast, I started getting more confidence to speak. I think if it wouldn't be for a podcast, I wouldn't have done these sessions on a summit that I was invited to, where I had to speak in English for minutes and minutes, and I was being interviewed, and then I was being asked different questions by different people. And if I hadn't never created this podcast, I would have felt so much shy. I think I would be more shy than I was. And I would have been like very scared when talking. I would have made plenty of mistakes when talking. So I think this podcast through the more than 70 episodes that I've recorded has improved my speaking abilities in English, but also in Spanish, because prior to the podcast, and if you listen to the, well, I don't think it's noticeable, but prior to the podcast, whenever I would talk to someone, I would get stuck in the middle of a sentence. I would forget a word, and then I would feel very, very nervous and anxious, and I would have to stop right away, and I would start filling in the gaps with things that didn't make sense at all. And thanks to the podcast, now I'm able to like keep on talking. So at the beginning, I started reading everything on my scripts, but then I started getting more confidence and I started talking in the podcast, like getting just a small short outline and then just talking. And whenever I would forget what I was saying or I would get nervous about something, I would have to keep on talking and trying to come up with new sentences that I could say to so that it doesn't feel like I was getting nervous. That gave me a lot of confidence, and right now I'm not only able to do that on the podcast, but also when I talk with people in real life, when I talk with my family, with my friends, with my in-laws, I can talk more and more and more, and I'm not as scared as before to talk. On the other side, and I was saying that if my podcast never gets successful, this is everything I've gained, like many things. But on the other side, if my podcast ever gets successful or more popular than it is right now, I'll be proud of myself for what I could achieve by being consistent with this project. I know that I'll have more motivation to record, and I will keep with this project as always. And I won't say, now that it's successful, I will finish this. But I will keep on doing it, and I will be more and more consistent as I've always been. Both ways, I'll be happy, because I didn't start the podcast to earn money or to get a lot of traffic, but because it was a deep desire I had. I really needed to create a podcast. It was a necessity for me. Like, it was something I wanted to do. And I've been doing this since 2019, I think. So it's been 2019, 2020, 2021, and 2022, like 4 years recording the podcast, if not more. And I've had a beautiful time during these years doing it. I haven't received many comments about the podcast. I think a couple of people have like given me their feedback and their comments. And if you're one of them, thank you so much. And I haven't received many traffic for the podcast, but it's something that I really enjoy doing, and I don't want to stop doing it just because it's not successful. I want to keep on doing it. So if one day it gets successful or more people listen to me, I'll feel very grateful for it. But if it doesn't happen, that's totally fine. So I want to end this episode by asking you something, and this is, what is your heart telling you? I want you to truly reflect if you can, maybe now, maybe later. You can journal about it. You can talk about this with someone else, to yourself, maybe just meditating, however you want. You can do it any way you want. But I want to help you, or like give you the question so that you can reflect about what is your heart telling you? What is your heart telling you right now? What are the desires that your inner child is asking you to take into account, not only in business aspect or as a project, but in general terms? Like, maybe your inner teenager has always wanted to travel to another country and you have never done it. Maybe you could have done it, but you haven't done it. You haven't listened to that part of yourself. Maybe your inner child has always wanted to be a musician. And yes, this doesn't mean you have to leave your job and pursue a music career out of a sudden, but maybe as a hobby, you can start like doing the things that you'd like to do. Maybe your inner child wants to learn how to bake cakes. And so if in your free time you give yourself the chance to try baking cakes and learning, taking courses or watching YouTube's on video and learning from that, maybe one day you may be very, very good at baking cakes, and maybe you can even create a business out of that. If your inner child is telling you that wants to have like a makeover in a room makeover, for example, and wants to have a totally different room, a totally different office or bedroom, you can, instead of saying no, I shouldn't do that, try to listen to your inner desire, to your inner child, and do extreme makeover in your bedroom, in your office, and paint your walls, change your furniture, decor with the things that you want to decorate your home. And maybe by doing that, you won't earn money, you won't like have a big change in your life, but you may feel more inspired in your day-to-day, you may feel more happy, you may feel happier when waking up in the morning or when going to your office, you may feel more inspired to work. And at the end of the day, the things you do, you're going to do them with more excitement rather than feeling stuck on the same place forever. So whatever it is that your inner child wants, and especially if it's in relation to a project, to a creative thing, try to listen to it. Maybe your inner child wants to be an illustrator and you have a job as a, I don't know, like a vet, for example. Even though you can keep on working as a vet, maybe in your free time you can learn illustrating pets, illustrating animals. And then you can work as an illustrator, part-time illustrator. So in your free time, in weekends, for example, you illustrate pets of people and people pay you for that. And maybe one day, who knows, you may end up earning more money illustrating than by being a vet. And if your inner child prefers to illustrate instead of being a vet, you can move and change your career towards that. Or if not, if you like doing both things, that's also totally cool and fine, and you can do both things. So when I say listen to your inner child, I'm not saying don't listen to the adult you who has to pay rent, groceries, and has to be responsible. But I'm telling you that apart from listening to your present self and doing the things that you think you need to do, like continuing with your job and doing things in a responsible way, you can also allow yourself to listen to this other part of you that may be very hidden, that you may be neglecting, or that you may be suppressing a little bit because you think you need to be the responsible adult that does everything that he or she is expected to do, like following every rule and every structure in like in today's society. If I can leave you with something from this episode, if there's something that you can learn from this episode, I hope that it is that listening to your inner child is as important as listening to your present self. Your inner child may be collecting a lot of different things that you'd like to do, but you haven't allowed yourself to do because of responsibilities, because of different things you have to do in your day-to-day life. And believe me, once you start allowing yourself to do those things, not as a full-time thing probably, but maybe as a side hustle, as a project, like a passion project, like my podcast, or as a hobby, you may feel happier in your daily life. When I started allowing myself to take these writing courses, to learn more about writing, to write to work on my different novels, I started feeling more motivated towards life. So this is everything for today's episode. I hope you could like reflect more about that, and now you can allow yourself to experiment and discover things that you may be not allowing yourself to discover. So I hope you can now ask those questions to yourself, answer those questions also to yourself, and yeah, live a happier life, live a more motivating life, and have a passion project. That's always good. It doesn't matter if you're not going to earn money with it, but a passion project will make your daily life happier, brighter, more inspiring and motivating. Have a beautiful day ahead, and I'll see you on a future episode. Bye!